finishing up.
Pat McInstein sets the ball down on our near hash mark. He will be kicking toward that south end zone. Back deep to receive, number 26, Tyreek Hill. And, Taylor, I can't see a number from here.
Looks like 25.
25. That would be Exxon Evans. Mack approaches the football. High, high, pooch kick. Fair catch call for at the 30-yard line, and they drop it, and we pick it up. Fair catch call. They drop it.
The kicker was number 87.
Oh, thank you, Bill, 87. That's Nick Hart.
Nick is the kicker that kicks short and high. He called the fair catch and muffed it, but let's see what the conversation is with the officials here. We recovered it after the muff, but I'm not sure what the call is going to be here. Inadvertent whistle?
That's what he called it, inadvertent whistle.
So they'll re-kick the ball. Wow, what a way to start a football game.
And inadvertent whistle, the offensive team, which would have been Coffee, gets their choice of replaying the down or taking the ball where it's at.
Well, Nick Hart had kicked a nice kick right to the 30. It was fair caught, but he could not get a handle on it, touched it, and Tyquan Lang, cleaning up at the back, picked it up and fell on it. It would have been Viking ball. All-Star Official Association tonight. And we'll try this again, Wes.
All righty. Hart puts his foot into it this time. Kicks it deep. It's taken at the 10. And hit immediately and goes down at the 12. And in on that tackle was number 2, Tyquan Lane.
Tyquan Lane got inside the 15. I thought, as you did, Wes, brought him down around the 12, but they are marking the ball at the 15. I don't think he ever made it to the 15-yard line.
I don't think so either. Officials are having...
There's some discussion with the side judge, it looks like.
All righty, first and 10 from their 15-yard line. They'll be going from right to left. Vikings all crimson. Coffee all white. Santori Long with Tony Clark at the fullback. They're in the wing T. Takes a snap, gives it to tailback around the right side, finds a hole as he crosses the 15 up to about the 18. That looked to be number 8, Kelly Daniels.
A lot of jumping around both offense and defensive line. They give him a 4-yard gain on the carry.
It'll be second and 6 from the 19-yard line. Center up over the ball. We're just underway here in the first quarter. In the wing T. Long under center. We're in a 5-man front. Pitch out to Hill. Looking for a hole. We hit him at the line of scrimmage. And it'll be 3rd and 6 from the 19. Give him half a yard, if anything, Bill.
Yeah, he just the great crash on the defensive line to be able to get that tackle. And as you said, they will move the marker up maybe a yard. That'll bring up 3rd and 5 for the Trojans.
Ball almost at the far hash mark. Two receivers near side. Long goes under center. He's got Tyreek Hill at the wing back on the far side. Hill in motion. Looking to throw. Pitches out to Hill. Looking for the corner. He's got the first down and then some as he gets across the 30. Wheels won't run him out of bounds until he gets to the 32-yard line.
Nice option pitch. Tyquan Lang had crashed in and had his arms around Santori Long ready to make the tackle, and he just pitched to his back man. And he was able to get the corner and, as he said, pick up about 7 or 8 yards and get the first down.
First and 10 out to the 32-yard line for the Trojans. 10:37 to go here, first quarter, no score. Long goes in the shotgun, empty backfield, three receivers far side, two near side. takes the snap, throws a little bubble screen out to Hill, tries to cut underneath, and he'll pick up maybe 1 or 2 yards, and there he is. Josh Clemens in on the tackle. I'm sorry, that was not Tyreek Hill. That's number 30, Dario Gilio.
Yeah, he's their fullback, and he'll go out in that wide-out situation. Nice play by Josh Clemens. He did not get caught up in the block, was able to go underneath and make the tackle immediately after the catch.
Second and 8. Hill comes near side in man coverage out here with Brandon Roberts. So that to Hill. We play him soft by one man, two, Lang. He steps out of bounds as he gets into Viking territory at the 48-yard line.
Another first down.
About a 14, 15-yard pass play down to our 49-yard line. Hill showing that speed, and we're showing we backed off and played him a little bit soft rather than attacking, having respect for that speed.
The clock, we're having clock issues, guys. They're calling down for clock issues.
Just got an updated score from over at Brooks County. Brooks leads Albany 14-6 at the end of the first quarter.
First and 10 at our 48.
And they're still...
We don't know what the issue is.
Just ran a whole play and the clock didn't start.
So they're going to have to keep that on the field.
And which means that the clock operator would go down on the field, and we wouldn't have any idea what time.
Go ahead,
Mark. The ref was trying to ask them there if the clock was ready, and they were trying to ask the ref if he was ready. So maybe y'all can take the headset off, see if the clock up there is actually working.
We'll see.
Find out on this play right here. Snap. Counter play. Santori long kicks it. Pitches out to Tyreek Hill. He's got a first down all the way down to I-33. Santori long, as he went right, waited the last minute. Pitched out, and Bill?
Yeah, the flow of the play was coming to our side, and Santori long rolled out almost on a naked bootleg, but he had the pitch man out there. We only had one defender, and as he pitched it out, there was nothing but green space ahead of him.
10:27 to go, first quarter, no score. Ball off. Coffees move the ball from their 15 all the way down to our 32-yard line. In the wing tee, they shift the tight end to their side of the field. Bring a man in motion towards us. Long keeps it again, pitches out. And this time a great tackle by Josh Clemens on number 8. Kelly Daniels, as he tackles him back at the 36-yard line.
About a 2-yard loss on the tackle as Josh Clemens just wrapped him up in what is really a great textbook tackle. We see at the college level so often people just hitting people and not wrapping up. That was a great wrap-up tackle by Josh Clemens.
Now, we said the 36, they said the 35, so it's going to be second and 12. A short 13.
The clock is running, 9:34, 9:33. No score here in the first quarter.
Hill goes to the far side. Long goes under center. Now they have two wide receivers to the far side of the field. And we've got a timeout. And we'll take a 60. No score here at Lowndes High School. We'll be right back after this. Back in Martin Stadium, 9:21 go first quarter. No score. Coffee driving. Second and 13, the ball at our 35-yard line. Five-man front for our Vikings. They bring Hill in motion. He turns upfield. Long looks, throws downfield, got Hill wide open. Off his fingertips at the goal line.
We got a flag down for...
And we should have a flag down because Hill turned forward before the ball was snapped.
Illegal motion, that's it. The wide receiver for Coffey was wide open. And the ball just a hair overthrown by Santori Long. Otherwise, that might have been 6 for the Trojans.
Coach saying instead of having second and 17, he wants third, or second and 18, he wants third and 13. And that's what we're going to do. Declines the penalty. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass at 9:15.
Well, for a team that hasn't passed a lot, they've passed a lot here in the first quarter.
They sure have, averaging about six passes a game. And now they send trips to the far side, single receiver near side, long in the shotgun. We stay in that five-man front. They bring a man in motion. That's Hill in motion towards this stop. He backs up in the backfield. Long drops back, looks. There comes a rush by one man, and we got him from behind. James Mathis tackles him back at the 39-yard line.
And also number 67 for the Vikings. That's Stacy Wright in on the tackle and the sack.
Guys, that was a coverage sack right there. Great job. Our defensive ends went with their running backs who split, and both flared, and our ends covered them, and Santori just had nobody to throw to him.
Austin Fender comes on to punt for the Trojans. We send Tanquan Lang back, standing about the 10-yard line. Fender standing about his 47. There's a snap. Puts his foot into it. High, high kick. Tyquan signals fair catch. Let it bounce into the end zone. Good job, Tyquan.
That drive for the Coffee High Trojans, just over 3 minutes. They went 45 total yards. They ran 9 plays. 6 of them were runs. 3 of them were passes. They got 3 first downs. Your Lowndes High Vikings will take over. 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line, 8 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the first quarter.
We talked about a team that doesn't pass a lot, and their average, as we said, about 6 passes a game. They've passed 3 times in that first series.
Lance Gerald brings the Vikings on the field. Let's go, Vikings! Chandler up over the ball. Those Sons of Thunder, Bill, and we got to get their shirts together for them sometime.
Yes, we do.
He's got Mike Moore to his right. Brings a man in motion. Gives it to Moore right up the middle and runs right into that Trojan wall.
There'll be no gain on the play. We put Jordan Williams in motion, coming around like we're going to run a power sweep, and we give the ball to Mike Moore right up the gut, but that big defensive line for the Trojans just able to stop him right there at the line of scrimmage.
8:07 to go here in the first. No score.
2nd and 10 now for the Vikings.
Gerald in the shotgun. Williams and Clemens to the near side. Takes a snap. Gives it to Lang looking for a hole. He's across the 20. They got him by his jersey. He'll get 5 yards out to the 25-yard line.
We talked about one of the things that we thought would make an impact on this game is what you did on first down. We were not able to pick up anything on first. We did pick up 5 on the second down. So we're in a 3rd and just less than 5 yards. Not a bad situation, but we need to be in the 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2 kind of thing.
D. Daniels checks in. Telvin Orr checks out. 7:27 to go first quarter. No score. Again, it is Williams and Clemens to the near side. Gerald in the shotgun. They're in a 5-man front. We put Williams in motion. And something happened. There's a flag.
I never saw the ball.
I never saw the ball move either.
Is there a ball out there? Oh, one of the Trojan players had the ball in his hand.
Dead ball, illegal procedure against the Vikings.
As I was just going to let you know on that last play, Josh Clemens got him on a little trackback block, and he welcomed Mr. Zach Moore to Martin Stadium pretty good.
And that'll make it 3rd and 9. Thank you, Marty. Back at the 21-yard line.
Puts Bergman. Us in that 3rd and long situation, Wes.
Yep, Bergman checks in, as does Telvin Orr. 7 minutes to go here in the first, our first possession. It is Bergman and Clemens to the near side. Trojans in a 5-man front. Throw downfield, catch is made.
He's going to be really close if he made the catch.
And the way they're marking him, Bill, I can't tell from here, and I'm not.
He's going to be just short of the 30 from that foot mark, but it's hard to tell. He might be right there. He is just shy. The nose of the ball is almost touching the 30-yard line, and he needs to make the 30. I'm not sure if they're going to call this 4th down or measure.
They're going to measure.
It is very close. I think he's short. Taylor was motioning a closed fist. It should be 4th down, but it's going to be 4th and 1 inch.
It's going to be awfully, awfully close. Do you roll the dice this early in the ball game if it is?
This far down in the field? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's why they pay Coach McPherson the big bucks, because he has to make that decision. Do you put your faith in these kids? It is short by inches, not even inches, inch. Do you put your faith in these kids and say, guys, show me what you got, let's do it, or do you go punt?
We go for it. No, we're not. There comes McEnstein. I thought for a minute. Could be. Could be, Bill.
That we've got them kind of off balance right now. We need to snap the ball. Snap the ball. They did not have enough people on the field. They were getting people on and off. No, we're going to kick it away.
Tyreek Hill takes it back at the 40, gets hit at the 43. And that's where they'll mark him down.
28-yard punt by Matt McEnstein, fielded by fielded by number 26, Tyreek Hill, and he was stopped immediately and caught it at the 43, no return. First and 10 for the Trojans now at their own 43-yard line. This is their second possession of the ball game. 6:34 left in the first half, no score.
Santori Long, their quarterback, and the shotgun. Trip receiver to the far side, single receiver near side. We're in a five-man front. Long takes the snap. Gets it to the fullback right up the middle. And who he got hit hard by number 8, Justin Evans.
Justin, from that defensive end spot, one of the impacts that we thought would happen is we need that impact from the defensive ends tonight is to drive that play back into the middle of the field.
We gave him, he gets 2 yards on that second and 8 from the 44-yard line. Ball in the center of the field. Trojans going from right to left on your radio dial. Tyreek Hill, their speedster, comes all the way out here to our side of the field. Long. Now he puts Hill in motion. Takes a snap.
Counter.
Little counter play. Got an opening. Number 8 by one man, too. He's got the first down as he gets into Viking territory across the 45 down to the 40-yard line.
The defensive ends on that play bit inside on the counter, and he just found that hole on the outside. Trey Jackson and Tyquan Lang had to come out and force him back outside to make the tackle.
15-yard run by Kelly Daniels. Five, we're inside 6 minutes now here in the first quarter. 5:45 to go, no score. And Coffey driving again. Long. Goes under center. Tied into our side. Hill in motion. Keeps it, look, pitches out to Hill, trying to get to the corner. He's got daylight. Gets to the corner by one man, two, still on his feet. And it looks like it was Tyquan Lang on the far side that finally just submarined him and took his feet out from under him as he got another 15-yard run down to from the 40 down to our 25.
Well, he had a hat. Or we had several guys that had a hat on him but just couldn't wrap him up and bring him down. That'll be first down and 10 now for the Trojans again. From the Viking 25-yard line.
Trips to the near side. Tied into our side. Long under, goes under center. Takes a snap. Gives it out to Hill, who gets hit as he gets from the, they said, the 26 to the, at the 25.
Ellis,
they'll give him 2 yards to the 24.
Sorry, that was number 91, Ellis Griffin, initially in on the tackle for the Vikings. Taylor made an observation. Looks a little like a Georgia Tech kind of offense.
Second and 8. They take Hill, their speedster, and line him up at wide receiver. They line him up at wing back. They'll even put him at tailback. 4:53 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Hill in the backfield, standing just to the left of Long, who's in the shotgun. Single receivers each side of the field. Looks, throws out in the flats, overthrows the receiver, slipped and fell.
In on the coverage for the Vikings, number 33, Devontae Watt, was still playing off of the receiver, and it started right back once he saw the ball in the air. But good pass, and that would have been a completion, maybe not for many yards, but it would have probably picked up 3 or 4.
Third and 8, Coffey changes out players. 4:39 to go here. The clock stops on that incompleted pass. We stayed in our five-man front all night. Trojans tied for the region lead with Colquitt, who's off tonight. And We've got timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. No score here at Lowndes High School. We'll be right back after this. Third and nine as the Trojans send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Santori Long in the shotgun with Hill right beside him. We're still in that five-man front. And
flag.
There's a flag down. And what do we got?
One on both sides of the field.
Dead ball. False start. Back them up five more. So it'll be third and 14.
Got an updated score from across town. Tiff is leading Valdosta 7-0. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
4:39 to go in the first quarter here. No score. Tiff with,
Coffee.
With a third and 14 at our 34-yard line. Long in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Throws out in a flat. Quick pass. Made. The number, looked like that was number 80. That would be Kendrick Black, and immediately he is knocked down, Bill. I didn't get the
Devontae number. Watts, number 33.
Made a great tackle after a five-yard completion, so that's going to make it fourth and nine. And in to attempt the field goal is, looks like, Ricardo
Armbulu,
and that will be a 41-yard attempt from the far hash mark. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 4:02 to go in the first quarter, Tiff now leads Coffee leads 3-3. We'll be back after this. All right, Coffee set to kick off. High end over end kick. Williams takes it at the 10. He's up to the 15, the 20, the 25. Got a hole on the outside, the 30, the 35, the 40, all the way out to the 43-yard line, but there is a penalty.
Two different ones, guys.
No, they moved it up to the same spot. And it was where he was tackled at.
Sometimes if you get it right where he's tackled, it's maybe a face mask, and it'll be against them, but he
turned
could be a block in the back, too.
He turned and spoke to their coach, and they're facing our direction.
No, look at that.
Personal foul. Face mask. Add 15 to that.
And the Vikings will start on the Trojan side of the field at the 42-yard line.
That last drive, 2 minutes, 30 seconds off the clock, went 34 total yards, 6 plays, 4 more runs, 2 passes, resulted in a 43-yard field goal. The Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 42-yard line.
Gerald in the shotgun. Brings Mike Moore in motion. Gives it to Mike, looking for a hole. Cuts back against the grain by one man, two. Still on his feet. Spins. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10. They tackle him at the 8. It's first and goal, Vikings. What a great cutback run by Mike Moore.
It was. Mike Moore came. Everybody was sweeping to the right. He cut back against the grain. He got through. He had a couple hands on him. He made a great spin move, as Wes said. Kept his balance and just kept driving down inside the 10-yard line. And the Vikings have it first and goal now. And the ball will be marked at the 9-yard line.
On the far hash mark, D. Daniels comes in. Telvin Orr comes out. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. That'll get you up off the seat now. Moore just to the right of Lance Gerald. Gerald takes a snap. Gives it to Moore up the middle. Look for a hole. He's inside the 5. Well, that's where it looks like his progress is. They're going to mark him down at the 5. A 4-yard carry, be second and goal from the 5.
Those Sons of Thunder on the offensive line for the Vikings have opened up some little holes there, and Mike Moore able to duck underneath a couple of them and picks up almost 5 yards on the carry. It'll be a 4-yard official carry, and it'll bring up second and goal now from the 5.
2:59 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings trail 3-0, but we are threatening.
Mike Moore comes out. He's got a helmet issue. They've got that fixed now.
Taquan Lang in to the right of Lance Gerald. Gerald takes a snap. Gives it to Lang right up the middle. Spins. And they'll pull him down at the goal line. It'll be third and goal, Bill, at the half-yard line.
Yeah, Taquan Lang saw the Lowndes in the end zone, and he was coming through there, and it just got filled up by a defender for the Coffee High Trojans, and he just stood Taquan Lang straight up.
2:25 to go here in the first quarter. D. Daniels checks in as Orr checks out. Coffey in a five-man front. They're taking one of their guys and lining him up on the, taking one of the defensive ends and standing him up. Gerald waiting on the snap. There it is. Gives it to Lang. Spin. Into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Tyquan Lang.
That was aided by a big 15-yard penalty. A great return by Jordan Williams on the kickoff. A 15-yard penalty on top of that. And boy, we have taken it to the end zone. McInsign on Eric Blanton to hold. Jason Crum, the long snapper. And that's where it starts. Jason snap. Eric puts it down. Ball's up. It's good. 1:59 to go here in the first. The Vikings lead it 7-3. We'll be back after the second break. 60. Back at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers on the sideline. Nick Hart set to kick off. High end-over-end kick. They signal for fair catch at their 28-yard line.
That last drive for the Vikings, 2 minutes and 9 seconds off the clock, 42 total yards. They ran four plays. All four of them were runs. They got one first down, resulting in a Tyquan Lang 1 yard touchdown run. Coffey takes over first and 10 from the 28-yard line. 1 minute, 59 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Want to welcome to Martin Stadium for the first time ever my new grandson, Mikael Stone. And he had his hand in the air, Bill, with a finger pointed up on that touchdown when the Viking horn sounded. Long goes under center. They're in the wing tee. They bring a receiver to the far side. Counterplay. Across the middle, it gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and again, that is number 8 in on the tackle, Justin Evans.
He, along with number 6 for us, too, Eric Hart, makes the tackle.
Give him a yard, second and 9 from the 30, from the 29-yard line. A minute 39 to go here in the first. Boy, is this kind of reminiscent of last week's ball game. They go down and get a field goal. We come back and score.
Let's not make reference to last week at all. And we got whistle here. Let's see what's going on.
I bet it's going to be the band already.
Well, their band is nonstop while we have the ball. And the officials don't call the band unless the team asks for the call.
Hey, guys, while they're doing this, I'm going to give you an update here. Crosstown, Tifton leads the Cats 7-0 after the first quarter.
Thank you, Marty Rogers.
And that is going to be the call, is they want the band to quiet down.
Santori Long in the shotgun.
Louder now without the band.
We're in a five-man front. They bring Hill in motion. Stop him, back him up in the backfield. They give it to Hill on the counter, looking for a hole. Gets through the line of scrimmage, across the 30, a great run by Tyreek Hill. Bill, saw the McEachern quarterback after the ball game. We went out to dinner, and he was at the same place. He said he wishes his coaches had never said anything about the band. He said because it got so loud when the band quit playing, he really couldn't hear.
Yeah.
Third and a long four from the 34-yard line.
We need those Viking fans. Let's get to your feet.
Long in the shotgun. Receiver on either side of the field. Looking. Quick stroke, quick out. Caught for the first down by Hill. He spins. And he was short of the first down, but by spinning, he got the first down on the extra effort. Out to the 40. 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. First down Trojans out to the 40-yard line.
Clock runs now. 12, 11. I think that Coffey's going to let this thing run out to the quarter.
And they are. The official walks up over the ball. We'll go ahead and take a 60-second break. Lounge leads it 7-3 here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back. Back in Martin Stadium, West James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers on the sideline. We'll start the second quarter with our Lounge Vikings leading 7-3. First and 10, Coffey from the 40-yard line. We have swapped into the field. Coffee now going left to right on your radio dial. Long in the shotgun. And he gives it to number 21. That's Tony Clark, their fullback. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and no more. Second and 10 from there.
Yeah, Josh Clemens down at the bottom of that pile just grabbed a hold of some legs and was able to bring him down until the rest of the Vikings could get there.
Coffee bringing in two players, shuffling out two. They have got a massive, massive offensive line that would, size-wise, would rival most colleges.
Give you a run for your money, too, Bill, Wes.
Well, yeah, especially after. All righty, Coffee. Santori Long goes under center in the wing tee. Puts Hill in motion. Downfield stop. Cuts the ball. He keeps the ball, and he'll get 2 yards. He was going to pitch out to Hill. Cut back inside, and he got 3 yards. But I didn't see all the numbers, Bill. It just wrapped him up.
Yeah, they were able to stay at home here on this other side. It looked like Matt Frazier was in there.
Well, give him 4 yards on the carry. It's third and six. The ball out at the, just across the 43-yard line. 10:49 to go here in the half. Our Vikings lead it 7-0.
To three.
Seven to three. Cross town. It is tip 7, Valdosta nothing at the end of the first quarter. Twin, two receivers near side, two far side, long in the shotgun. Drops back. Looks downfield. Oh, pump fake, and immediately goes down.
What happens when you play tight on your receivers?
Now, that was, y'all were trying to point something out, and I was watching the line.
Our cornerbacks were playing tight to the wide receivers. We were not giving up that 3, 4, 5, or 8 yards. And when we were able to, we were able to run with their wide receivers and give our defensive line time to make that sack.
5 yard loss, so it'll be 4th and 15, laying back to receive the punt. There's a snap. Gets the kick away. High end over end kick. Hits at the 40. Takes a lounge bounce as it bounces backwards and goes out at our 42.
Yeah, a little sideways bounce. Go ahead.
23 yards on that punt. The Vikings will take over 1st and 10. From the 42-yard line, 9 minutes, 45 seconds to go.
Well, if you followed Lounge football for any amount of time, we know that our defensive backs tend to play off of the wide receivers. And Taylor and I got excited because we were up tight and were able to stay with them and, as a result, get the sack.
Gerald in the shotgun brings a man in motion. Coffee in a five-man front, takes the snap, gives it to Moore right up the middle. Finds a hole by one man, two, still on his feet as he gets into Coffee territory down at the 49-yard line.
Got an update from across town. Tie ball game, 7-7.
One of the things I noticed about that last formation, Wes, we were a little heavy to the right, yet we still came back and caught that corner on that inside, on the left side of the line, and went to the weak side.
2nd and 9. Now Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial on the near hash mark. 9:12 to go here in the first half. Send Nick Bergman to the far side of the field. Kevin Edwards out there with him. Gerald looks over the defense and the shotgun, takes a snap again to Mike Moore around the right side. He's got to the corner. This one man gets hit as he gets the first down all the way across the 40 down to about the 37-yard line. A 12-yard run by Mike Moore.
Gives us another great first down run by Mike Moore. Mike Moore tonight so far has been the workhorse.
As you heard, it is tied up across town, 7-7.
8:52, 8:50, the clock continues to run here. Vikings lead 7-3. We now have it 1st and 10 at the Coffee 42-yard line. Or excuse me, 37-yard line.
Ball on the far hash mark. Tyquan Lang in and Josh Clemens as wideouts. Gerald takes a snap, quarterback keeper right up the middle, and he'll get 2 yards down to about the 35.
One of the things that Lance Gerald does with that quarterback keeper that you see different when you get a guy who's tends to be a running back or somebody else, they're running the wildcat, they give a hesitation. Gerald takes the ball and immediately takes off up the middle. I think if he could develop just a little bit of a hesitation, let the defensive line work its way out, I think that hole will open up.
Good observation, Bill. Second and eight from the 35. And folks think Bill Osborne just handles money.
Nope.
He knows football. We set up. What do we got here? Timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. With 7:49 to go, first quarter, we'll be back after, half, we'll be back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, Gerald drops back to pass, looks, pump fakes, keeps the ball, tucks it, starts to run, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and then a yard or two down to the 33.
There's something else that Lance Gerald has not done this year. Lance tends to run straight up, and when he gets and takes off like that, he goes through the line straight up. This time, he took what he could get, rolled through to avoid that big major hit, and so he, like you said, picks up a few yards, but saves his body.
Third and six at the 33-yard line. 7:15 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 7-3. Coffey goes to a four-man front. But they got their corners up tight. Gerald keeps it, rolls back, looks. Downfield, got a man wide open. We had a man deep downfield. He threw it underneath the number 36.
Telvin Orr. And Telvin was the right call. Telvin was underneath, but Telvin was turning his body and trying to look downfield before he really made a clean catch with the football. It might have not made the first down, but it was really, really close.
Well, I tell you what, Eric Torrey had a step on a man down here about the 15.
And I don't see the punt team coming out on fourth and six.
I don't either.
It's that awkward distance, guys. Too long for field goal, too short for a punt.
Tyquan Lane comes out. Mike Moore comes in. Crowd coming to their feet, cheering these Vikings on. Jordan Williams, Clemens to the far side. Moore to the near side. Gerald in the shotgun, drops back. There comes the rush. Throws underneath to number 48. That was Michael Anderson on a little comeback bubble screen underneath, and Anderson drops the ball.
And I saw that during warm-ups with Josh Clemens, and Josh makes a better catch. I'm not sure why we didn't use Josh. He was over on the other side of the field. But I saw that during warm-ups and had not seen that really come out in a game. But that was going to be a tight game. That was something that we might have been able to get a first down on. As it is, it's first down and 10 now for the Trojans with 6:59 left in the half. Vikings still lead 7-3.
And they take over on their 33-yard line. In the wing T. Five-man front. They put a man in motion. They give it to the full. Nope.
Keep it.
Quarterback keeps it and tries to go around the corner. Now there's a flag comes in, and what do we got?
I don't know, but our defensive line was in the backfield then. You talked about he was going to give it off, but I don't think he could even give it off. He had to hold on to it and come around the end. The initial call looks to be against the Vikings. Let's see.
Face mask, five-yard inadvertent face mask.
So it'll remain first down, but they'll pick up 5 yards.
Yes, it'll be first and five out at the 38-yard line.
Good push that time by our defensive line as they were in the backfield as they were trying to make that handoff.
This time, Coffey brings two players near side. They put Hill in motion toward the visitor side. They give it a little reverse. By one man, down the corner they go. We won't catch. We've got an angle on him. No, we won't catch him. Touchdown, Coffey.
Got past James Mathis, and from after that, the second layer, there was nobody there that could catch him. And what great speed by that back. And Coffey goes up 9-7 as they await their extra point attempt.
And that was 58 yarder.
We got a halftime score from over in Brooks County. They lead Albany 21-6.
I didn't get a number. It looked like number zero, but
was it eight or six?
Or that might have been number eight, Kelly Daniels. Coffey on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. Coffey leads it 10-7. We'll be right back after this. Kevin Ulrich to kick off for the Trojans. They lead it 10-7 after a 58-yard touchdown run by Kelly Daniels on a counterplay. Back deep, Bergman, Lang, and Williams. End over end kick. that Bergman lets hit and bounces into the end zone, and we'll take over first and 10 on our 20-yard line.
Also got an update score from Valwood as they lead Arlington Christian 23-21 at halftime there.
6:31 to go here in the first half. And we knew this was going to be a ball game whenever Coffey came to town.
Vikings able to move the ball on their last offensive series. Let's see what we can do with this one. Vikings trail 10-7 here, 6:31 left in the first half.
Gerald in the shotgun, two receivers near side. Tight end to our side. Coffey in a four-man front. Looks. Goes out in the flats to Williams. Looks for one man by two. Down the sidelines he goes. And Coffey runs him out of bounds as he gets the first down all the way out to the 37-yard line.
Big, big hit on Jordan Williams, but he pops right back up.
17-yard pass play. And for our friend who still has a job with the Ballast Daily Times, let's do it, Bill. First down, Vikings.
You caught me off guard. Okay. We'll get it later.
We'll do it later. Talked to him yesterday and said he's still got a job. Ball on the near hash mark. Four-man front for Coffey. 6:25 to go first half. Gerald in the shotgun. Gives it to Mike Moore looking for a hole by one man. Two scoots between three defenders. Still on his feet. Gets hit as he crosses the 50. And there comes the flag for face mask as it gets down to the Coffey 47-yard line.
Seventeen-yard pickup there by Mike Moore. Let's see what the penalty is. Might add to it. The fans are wanting face masks. Let's see what they come up with.
It was right here to this side, so the Viking fans, they say a five-yard kind, but that'll move it up five more yards.
That'll move it down to the 42-yard line.
And that'll be first down Vikings. There you go. So we got to get it in. There you go, Hub.
Down to the 41-and-a-half-yard line.
Want to remind everybody, go to www.thevikingvoice.com for all the information about Lowndes High football that you'll never need.
Two receivers far side. Mike Moore now in motion. Gives it to Moore. Trying to get outside. Oh, can't get to the corner. And great job by D. Daniels. He got beat on the block, and rather than hold, he let his man go.
Yeah, he really did, and that was just good defensive coverage by the Coffey High Trojans that time. Mike not able to turn the corner and loses about a half yard.
5:52 to go here, first half. It'll be second and 10.5, ball on the far hash mark at the 42-yard line.
Be sure and go and visit us on Tuesday nights at Austin's Cattle Company for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We've got Coach McPherson, lots of players there every Tuesday night at 6:45, live from Austin's Cattle Company.
Lang comes to the wide side of the field. Bergman the far side. Gerald now brings Lang in motion toward the visitor side. Looks, keeps it, tucks the ball, looking for a hole, and he'll lose two more yards back to the 44. And Coffey just shut down that outside.
Yeah, just not able to pick up anything out there. Lance couldn't get around the corner quick enough. We tried that little bit of a naked bootleg, but he had defenders out there that time. And now we find ourselves in a third and long situation, third and about 13.
Bill, same as you said earlier, when Lance keeps the ball, he's got to sell the fake a little bit more.
Ball on the near hash mark. Clemens and Williams to the far side in man coverage. 4-3 defense. Gerald drops straight back. Looks, finds a hole. Keeps the ball on his feet. Has the first down as it gets to the 30-yard line. Drops back in the pocket. Nothing there. And picked his way past those linebackers.
I was going to say, as I was watching Lance back there in the pocket, that he took off too soon. But again, he sees it. What he sees when it opened up, like the Red Sea's parting, he just went right down the middle. Picks up enough of 13 yards to get the first down for the Vikings. I thought he could have stayed in that pocket a little longer, but again, like we say, we can't see what he sees. And when that thing opened up, it was just so wide open that he was able to pick up the first down.
4:20 to go here in the first half. Ball down to the Coffey 30-yard line. Got a man in motion. Give it to Moore, looking for a hole. That's Taquan Lang as he squirts to the defense and gets down to the 21-yard line. About a 9-yard carry for Taquan.
Taquan was playing in that that deep running back position. He'll stay out here for this play as Josh Clemens checks in.
Second and one as we get down to 3:45, down to the 21-yard line.
Guys, we got Taquan Lang checking in at quarterback.
Yes, we do. That is different. Two receivers far side, one near side. Coffey in a four-man front. Takes a snap, goes over the left side, looking for something, runs right into one man, two, bounces off. He'll get down to about the 16-yard. He'll have the first down. Down to about the 16-yard line.
Now, we put Taquan Lang in that position, and you saw he hesitated ever so slightly, and then he found the hole. Rather than just shooting straight up the middle, he found the hole a little off to his left, was able to pick up 4 or 5 yards, and it's first down for the Vikings. With 3:22 left here in the half, our Vikings trail 7-10.
But we're down to the 16-yard line. We're still in the wild Viking. He sends two receivers far side, one near side.
Crazy Ivan.
Crazy Ivan, there you go. Takes the snap, again looking left behind that offensive line by one man, two, and it gets knocked out of bounds around the 6-yard line.
Very close to another first down. He could get the first down around the 5 or 6-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. He needs to get over that 6-yard line, and he's not quite there. That'll be second and very short.
Say half a yard, Bill.
Half a yard. I empathize with you now. Taquan remains in at that crazy Ivan.
In the backfield by himself, waiting on the snap, tied in to the near side. They're still in the four-man front, three linebackers. Again goes left, cuts back. Oh! Ooh! And Taquan, we say that because Taquan got nailed at the line of scrimmage.
And that was by number 42. We talked about him at the top of the broadcast, Zach Moore. Marty, that's exactly what you said. This guy could really hit.
And it is third, and then because he lost half a yard, so it's going to be third and a yard. And Lance Gerald comes in. The ball at the 7-yard line. Edwards and Jordan to the near side. Moore at the tailback, gives it to Moore, looking for a hole by one man, two. He's across the five. He has the first down. It'll be first and goal, Vikings, from inside the 5-yard line.
The clock will stop on the movement of the chains at 2:03 left in the half.
We've got an offensive lineman slowly getting up off the carpet.
Is that Caleb Clark, number 52?
Yes, it is, holding his hand. See, Daniels checks out. As Telvin Orr checks in. Austin Ogburn checks in for Caleb Clark.
Ogburn has played some now, so we're not missing a lot, just other than being a little bit rusty trying to come in here.
Gerald in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Again, gives it to Moore on the short side of the field by one man. Oh, they grab him from behind. There comes the flags for the horse collar.
Yep, should be a horse collar because they changed the direction by grabbing inside the shoulder pad.
Guys, I think he might have got the side of the helmet there. He got the face mask.
They're going to call face mask.
The call is. He did. He reached around and he got the side of the helmet there and pulled there on the side there, right inside the eye there, and pulled him back. And so that's what the call is.
That should be a half the distance penalty.
Now, is it a personal foul?
Doesn't matter. It's still, well, personal foul.
Personal foul would have been a first down. That's just a 5-yard repeat first down.
Yeah, so it's still a repeat of first down. But the way he came down, I couldn't see that wouldn't be anything but a personal foul.
It would have been, and either way, it would have been the same thing. First and goal just inside the 3-yard line.
1:31, the clock continues to run. In the first half, Vikings trail 7-10, but we threaten.
Clemens and Jordan to the far side of the field. Gerald with Mike Moore to his right. Takes a snap again, gives it to Moore, looking for a hole. Big push into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Mike Moore. Mike Moore just busted through that line. Great little fake that time by Lance Gerald as he faked the turnaround. A little bit of sleight of hand, and Mike Moore gets into the end zone.
Mackenstein on to attempt the extra point.
The swinging gate has not swung. They're not going to swing it. Yep, there it goes to the two-point conversion.
Bergman, and he's into the end zone. Over the left side, Nick Bergman takes it in for the two-point conversion. Vikings lead it 15-10. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. High pooch kick. Taken at the 25 by Hill. Starts one way. We get a hand on him, a leg on him. Bounces off one man, too. He tries to get to the corner, and we'll run him out of bounds on the far side at the 36-yard line.
That drive for the Vikings, 5 minutes and 15 seconds off the clock. They went 80 total yards. They ran 11 plays, 10 runs, 1 pass, 4 first downs, 3-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore, and a 2-point conversion by Nick Bergman. Coffee High Trojans take over first and 10 from the 36-yard line. 1 minute and 8 seconds to go in the first half.
That high pooch kick has been working, but they cheated on us this time and brought Tyreek Hill up into that short spot, and he was able to pick up some extra yardage.
Santori Long goes under center there in the wing tee. We're in a five-man front. Sneak a corner up on the line. Hill in motion. Pitch out to Hill, trying to find a hole. Cuts back in against some Vikings. And he gets good positive yardage out to the 40-yard line. And they're actually going to give him the 40-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, that time James Mathis made a little jump. He didn't go into the neutral zone. But, you know, that mentality of when he made that jump, he kind of pulled back like, did I get caught? And that just threw his timing off just enough. He wasn't able to get over and make a tackle.
44 seconds to go here in the first half. Second and a long six just across the 40 of Coffee. Long on the counter. Looking for number 8. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and nowhere else to go.
Tackled by our number 8. And that, of course, is Justin Evans in on the initial tackle.
It'll be third. And, again, a long six with 19 seconds to go.
And running. And I believe they're going to let this thing run out.
Our Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. And, yes, they are. Tyreek Hill not happy. We'll keep it right here. Vikings lead it 15-10.
At the half.
And Marty will grab Coach McPherson as they head to the locker room.
Coach, that first half was everything we expected.
Yeah, we've got a good game going here, man. Our kids are playing hard. We got to take the ball when we get it this half. To begin the half, we got to go down the field and score.
Coach, good luck second half.
All righty, Marty, thank you. We'll go ahead and take a five-minute break, come back. We're on the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report. Vikings lead at 15-10. We'll be back after this five-minute break.